Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Ross McCorkle. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to run the ball a lot next year. That much is clear from the words of team president Art Rooney II, saying he is pleased with the, quote, two-headed monster at running back and the hiring of Arthur Smith as the team's new offensive coordinator. Smith has talked about wanting to win the trench battles and said it's going to be a physical brand of football in his introductory interview on the Steelers website. With those bits of information, it seems inevitable that the Steelers will solidify the future of their offensive line with a center and a tackle at some point early in the draft. Fortunately, the offensive line is among the deepest groups in this year's draft. According to Daniel Jeremiah's initial top 50 list, he has 11 offensive linemen, including 8 tackles in the top 50. His top 50 group is split half and half between left and right tackles from college. The goal, at least as perceived by outsiders, is to grab a right tackle to move Broderick Jones back over to the left side where he is more comfortable. But Mike Tomlin said the team was undecided on making that happen. It will probably depend on how the chips fall in the draft. With needs elsewhere at positions that are less deep, like cornerback, the Steelers should take advantage of the deep tackle class and grab one in the second or third round. Despite nearly every first-round mock draft featuring a tackle to Pittsburgh, prior to Broderick Jones in the first round last year, the Steelers hadn't taken one since Jermaine Stevens in 1996, so back-to-back first-rounders would be unusual. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.